In this episode of the Hustler's Choice podcast, I talk about the price of success and the price that every single person who wants to become successful must pay in order to achieve their goals and to make things happen. I talk about a whole bunch of different things, and I know that you're going to get a lot of value from it, so make sure to listen to it through and through and share it with your friends. Let's get it, guys. Success before rest, and enjoy. You are now listening to episode 4 of the Hustler's Choice podcast. And guys, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to keep it real with you guys. I am a little bit irritated. I am a little bit pissed off. And you know why? That is because I just find it ironic how everyone in life really wants to become successful. Everyone wants to, you know, have huge goals. They want to have huge dreams. They want to have huge aspirations. But no one wants to put in the work. Now, speaking from experience, whenever I first got involved with entrepreneurship, I speak on this a lot. Whenever I first got involved, I was clueless. I was literally stupid as heck because I thought that everything would be given to me. I thought that I would have some overnight success and all these different things. And over the past year and a half, I have quickly come to realize that that is the opposite of what it actually takes to become successful. Now, in my own personal life, I'm trying to make a lot of money. I'm trying to change a lot of lives. I'm trying to do really great things and make a name for myself, but it has taken a lot of time to just get to where I am now, and I have not even warmed up. Now, I say that in a very humble way, but in a way to realize that those small wins that I have done over the past year and over the past year and a half have finally started to show. The fruits of my labor have started to show. Now, guys, I really, this episode is going to be probably under 10 minutes long, so make sure you listen to the entire thing. Now, one of the analogies or one of the examples that I hear often is bamboo, right? There is this bamboo plant that takes 5 years to grow. Now, the 5 years that it takes is all underground. Whenever the farmer plants the seed in the ground, it does not show, it does not rise above out of the soil, and it does not fully germinate until 5 years later. So this farmer has to work out of faith and has to plant and water and nourish and treat this one seed in the ground that they cannot see with no results for 5 years before the bamboo shoots out of the dirt and grows to 6 to 10 to 15 to 20 feet high in the ground. That is like success, guys. You are going to have to put in a lot of the work behind the scenes. You're going to have to put in a lot of work on your craft, on your hustle, on your personal brand, whatever it might be, before you can get the results. You have to put in the work before you can get the results. And I see all of these people that want to find the secret sauce. They want to find the secret recipe to success. Everyone asks, what is your secret to success? Now, guys, there is no secret to success. The only secret, even if you want to call it that, is work, is hard work, is dedication, is putting in the extra hours, putting in the effort, having the self-awareness to change your situation. Everyone goes around and lives life without asking why. It pisses me off to see these people who literally go and live their life not even knowing what they're living for. Think about that. We are on a literal floating rock in space, in a solar system around a star. And this one solar system is a part of the Milky Way that is a part of millions and trillions and billions or millions, billions, trillions, of other galaxies. Just as big as the Milky Way, if not bigger. And then on top of that, there are millions of these galaxies inside of one universe. And then who knows, the universe could be part of millions and trillions of other universes. We do not know. And it's like the way that we exist, humans are on this planet. Humans are the dominant, the alpha species. All of these other entrepreneurs normally talk about this, right? Humans won. We are the alpha. That's something Gary usually talks about, Gary Vaynerchuk. And it just, the more I think about it, the more it dumbfounds me and it astounds me that people do not question why they even live. And then whenever people do live, you know what they do? They live for their job. They live for freaking video games. They live for these other things. They live for other people. It makes no sense whatsoever. You know something about just working the 9-to-5? There's nothing wrong working a 9-to-5. But whenever you make it to where you're living life for your work, you have a huge-ass problem. You go to bed at a certain time because of your work. You get up at a certain time because of work. Then whenever you get up, you have to drive to work, and then on the way to work, you're stressing because you might be late because of work, to go and walk into that job that you hate so much, and then you have a certain period of time for a lunch break because of work. You cannot have that steak dinner or that steak lunch, that long, nice, enjoyable lunch because of work, because you have to go back to work. You're told when you can go to the bathroom because of work, and that is the paradigm that a lot of people are faced with. That is the paradigm that a lot of people have. And they don't realize that they need to change it. They don't realize that you are literally making the dreams of another person happen without making your own dreams happen. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some people who are working a job because they have to and because they know that by putting in the long hours and by working the job, they're giving the air cover to go ahead and make their dreams happen. There is a difference between those type of people and the people who work a job and never question why they're even working the job. I'm going on my Twitter feed and I'm getting so irritated because I'm looking and I'm seeing all these people that are, you know, they do it to be funny, but in reality, it's just feeding their subconscious mind and making more neural pathways that are just setting them up for future failures. And I'm just looking at it. And these people are literally on the timeline making jokes about how small their paycheck is, or because their paycheck is a little bit bigger than usual, it's great, and now they can go out and party, now they can go out and drink more. Instead of buying one bottle of champagne, now they can buy two. Instead of buying a 12-pack of beer, now they can buy a 24-pack of beer. What the heck, guys? I've had so many people in my own personal life be like, Isaac, what are you doing? You're not like this. You aren't genuine. You aren't like this. Because they are not ready to accept the fact that I have changed. You have to change. Whenever you really start to change, people will not accept the new you. These people are focused on who you were yesterday, because that is the person that they grew up and that they were around, that they saw you be. But after you put in all the self-development, you put in the time, you put in the tears, you put in the bloodshed, you put in the effort, you put in the work, these people will not accept all of these things, and they will try to beat you down to their level. They will bring you down without even purposely trying to half the time, because you are working on being the better version of yourself, and they aren't doing that themselves. I seriously do not think most people realize what goes into success. I'm talking to friends, and I'm trying to give them advice. I'm trying to tell them, I don't think you understand what it takes to be a rapper. I don't think you understand what it takes to become successful. I don't even understand everything because I'm starting off my journey, but you know something I do know as a fact? I know it will not be easy. I know that it is a continual process. I know I will never have everything figured out. I recognize those things. I accept those things. I know that that is the case. But as soon as you try to help another person through, because, you know, the best way to become successful, aside from putting in the work, is trying to cut time frames, learning from the mistakes of other people. I talk about this all the time because I am learning from what other people did, so I do not have to make the same exact mistake. That is the wisest, that is the smartest way to go about things. And I'm talking to these people. I'm like, you know, you have to recognize that you are going to have to put in a lot of work. You're going to have to do this. You're going to have to do that. You need to get on social media. You need to establish your personal brand. You need to do these different things. I will never advise someone to do something that I do not believe in full-heartedly. I am not going to tell you to get on social media and build your personal brand if I do not think it will benefit you. And it's like, it drives me nuts because I'm like, I've literally told so many people to make things happen, to go ahead and grow their personal brand, to hop on this app and push content. And everyone's like, oh yeah, I'll hop on, I'll check it out. And no one's pushed content. And everyone's wondering why the fruits of their labor are not paying off, because they did not put any labor into effect in the first place. They did not plant any seeds in the first place. They got on and they were like, oh, okay, I'll make a couple videos and that's about it. They got involved with a company. They got involved with a hustle. They got involved with whatever this is. And they did not put in the time. They did not put in the effort. And then they questioned why it didn't work. You're going to have to grind away at the same exact thing, like you're literally chipping away at concrete with a toothbrush. That is going to be what it is. That is success. You are literally taking a toothbrush in your freaking hand. I'm trying to keep the podcast PG-13, all right? Give me that. But you're going to have to take the toothbrush and literally scrape at the concrete and just brush away one little particle of sand, one little molecule, one little piece of that concrete bit by bit by bit. It's like you're breaking out of jail because you're breaking out of the generational curses. You're breaking out of the stuff you were raised around. You're breaking out of the poverty. You're breaking out of the lack of mindset. And you're taking that toothbrush and you're grinding away until finally you dig yourself a tunnel out. It's like a prison cell. You think about, you know, El Chapo. You think about all these people, the stereotypical movies, to where these people are literally, they took a little toothbrush or they took whatever it is and they broke out of prison and they're free. That is what success is like. It's going to take forever. It's going to be tedious. I've been astounded over the past couple of weeks just how everyone's mindset is so flawed. I'm still working on my mindset because in a lot of ways, I have a lot of growth to do. I will never be done growing because I know that the moment I stop growing is the moment I die. The moment I accept that everything is good, that I can give up, that I can retire, is the moment I die. There is a reason, why as soon as people retire, the mortality rates skyrocket. You should always be doing something. I'm looking at these people who are 40 and 50 years old calling, you know, oh my God, I'm so old. I'm so old. I'm so old. I'm 50. I'm decrepit. And I'm looking at them and I'm like, if you're calling yourself old when you are 40 or 50, how do you think you will feel when you are 70? What the hell are we doing, guys? What the heck are we doing? What? Like, I don't get it. I just genuinely do not get it. And it's come from growth for my own life, but I'm looking at these people and I literally am like, what the hell are you doing? You wanna have the success overnight. You wanna do all these great things, but you're not putting in any of the work. And I'm doing this for myself too, because in a lot of ways, I want to accomplish some really hefty things in 2019. In the next 3 months, through my podcast, through my social media, through my brand, through everything, through my businesses. And I'm starting to realize, like, Isaac, the work I was doing in the past, sure, those were small wins. That has helped me get to the point where I'm at now. But in order to get to the next level, I will have to push myself and go even harder, right? If you play a video game, you start off on the easy level and then you work your way up. It's like playing Mario. The levels get progressively more difficult. That is success. That is life. Life is not going to be all roses and sunshine and all this other things, but what it will be is it will be whatever you make it. If you make it bad, it will be bad. If you make it positive and you know it will work out, it will be positive. And by any means possible, it will work out. I don't even know what to title this episode, because this was more of a rant. Just like all of these different thoughts are going through my head. And I'm like, why do people accept being average? Why do people accept being just content with where they are in life? And you know, guys, I really hate to say it, but those type of people are literally giving people like you and I, if you're listening to this podcast, if you're into self-development, these people are giving us the room and the cover to make our own dreams happen. That is what they are doing. I would much rather, however, if in a perfect world, if we all had the same work ethic, if we all wanted to work together, if we all worked towards unity, if we all worked towards self-development, towards being the best versions of ourselves. But some things, guys, you just cannot understand in life, and that's one of them. I don't understand how someone could settle for making $10,000 a year, hating life, and getting drunk every single weekend. The honey bun budget, right? That's what a lot of people call it. That's what my mentor called it. It's basically to where you make a paycheck at the end of the week, you spend all of your money during the weekend, and during the week, the following week, you only have enough money to buy Little Debbie snacks and honey buns to eat. That's not living life. That is not living life. Man, it's just, stop doubting yourself. It's not easy. It's not going to be easy. You're going to go, you literally have to go through more hell. You are putting yourself through this hell. You are putting yourself through boot camp. When you join the Marine Corps, when you join the Army, when you join the military, whenever you join the police academy, you are going through extra hell in order to get out the other side. But that is an ultimate accomplishment. You think that they just let any other motherfucker become a Navy SEAL? No. In order to be a Navy SEAL, you have to go through the most intense training on the face of this human planet. There's a reason for that. They're not going to let some overweight 600-pound dude join the Navy SEALs. That's just not the case. There's a reason why there are these challenges. No matter what you believe in, God, the universe, whatever, whatever you want to call it, God is going to put his best warriors through the most challenges to get through the other side and to have the best results, to have the most results. That's it. I believe in that. I believe in that full-heartedly. Get to work, guys, man. Like 2019 is halfway over almost. But in my opinion, 2019 hasn't even started. Because I'm doing more in the next 6 months than I have in the past 2 years of my life. It's already done. Recognize what it will take to become successful. Recognize what it will take to be the best version of you. And make the changes by any means. You can have all the self-awareness, you can have all the wisdom in the world, but if you don't actually act on the things you know and act on the things that you think you should do, then you will never get anywhere in life. You have to put in the work, you have to put in the bloodshed, the tears, the sweats, all of these different things. That is the price of success. That is the price of success. But I know that in the end, whenever I'm traveling the world, whenever I'm enjoying life, whenever I'm living and my parents are retired, whenever my mom is retired, whenever my grandparents are taken care of, whenever my future generations will have money, whenever I'm able to go and with my wife or whoever and travel the world and live in a condo and have all these nice things and buy organic food than buy the generic great value shit. Instead of buying the processed food, I'm buying the stuff that comes straight from the earth. Instead of driving the Honda Civic, I will be driving the Lamborghini. I'm not about the money. But I can tell you that I would much rather cry in a Ferrari than cry in some beat up 2004 Toyota Corolla. That's just a fact. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you believe in, but that is a fact. It's not about making the money. It's about becoming the person who is worthy of being in control of that money. Go out and make your dreams happen. Success before rest. That's all I gotta say.